I'm Henry Ryga, and with me is my wife of 38 years, Pamela Ryga. And so we're going to conduct this class. Mm-hmm. We have a good team of people that are going to speak into it. Besides us, a class on sexual intimacy topics related to ministry and to minister in this area. Right. So what do you think about doing this together with your husband of 38 years?
I think it's a good thing.
And we will be transparent. I mean, we believe that everybody has their own journey, but we also believe you have your journey, and God calls us, even though we are broken people, even in this area, to see the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit. In 2 Corinthians 4, Paul talks about, and we have this ministry, and then he even says that we are jars of clay.
Yeah, we have this treasure in jars of clay. Yeah.
That the all-surpassing glory goes to God. So in a lot of ways, even in this area, if you have some brokenness there, that becomes a powerful in sharing and ministry topics.
Right.
As long as we're really clear that we're walking with the Lord, He is discipling us, He's changing
right.
us.
Right.
It's not like, oh, we sin that we can, quote, be more effective. No, it's that we are in a journey of this area of life is being surrendered and keep being surrendered to Jesus Christ. But we often reach people, and we're going to talk about some of those dynamics in this class.
Yeah.
In topics such as this. So let's get going.
Okay.
So, why is this topic a ministry topic?
All right. The first one there is sexual intimacy usually plays a major role in our stories. People have struggled with injuries and abuse, as well as being the one who offended. Sin creeps in easily in this area in most people's experience.
So first of all, we have something in common with everybody,
right.
is that we all have a story in this area,
yes.
and we're in this together. We need a Savior, and then once we have that Savior, He saves us, and we become a new life. We are being redeemed, despite our past,
right.
through our past, over our past.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an incredible journey,
yes.
and ministry. So one thing is we have rapport with every human being.
We do. All right, the second one. For many Christians, topics related to sexual intimacy prompt people to become believers. The past injuries from their sins play a major role in their discipleship and growth.
We have seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've seen that when we were ministering in a church.
Yeah.
How many people would, the Lord would use an injury in the area of sexual intimacy to bring someone to Jesus Christ. But then we also seen that's like when the Apostle Paul said he got a thorn in his flesh, but the thorn in the flesh made him realize he was weak and he needed the Lord more. He was strong.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen that it is both a powerful prompting to need Jesus Christ, but it's also a humbling thing that we're all in this together in this journey.
Right.
Now, you read and edit a lot of stories that come in.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a topic you see, you know, occasionally or quite a bit? Or what would you say?
Oh, quite a bit, yeah. It impacts people's lives and affects their journey.
In ministry, too.
Yeah, and in ministry. It's
pretty cool.
Yep, it is. How God uses
exactly.
our lives. All right. Third, sexual intimacy topics are complicated. Pleasure and pain are mixed up in thousands of ways.
In ministry, you will notice that somebody who, you know, gets married, things are going really, really well. Something triggers something, and so the intimacy is just bringing them such satisfaction, joy, maybe a child, maybe two,
mm-hmm.
and then something goes off the rail.
Right.
And if they're not in a relationship, a ministry, or a connection, it goes off the rail and they're alone. And then it creates frustration and people. And we have noticed all too often that this, you know, has been the not stated, but often the real reason for the divorce. Mm-hmm. At first level, people go like, we'll get counseling, they're talking about more communication, but the elephant in the room, those right. sexual intimacy issues, mm-hmm. are the thing that just has so injured the marriage.
Right.
So as ministers, this is an area that, you know, the Holy Spirit's at work, but as ministers, we want to be aware of the topics, the subjects, and the thinking, and the skills yes. in this area.
Mm-hmm. All right, fourth, the history of the church and church leaders have a complicated and often non-biblical experience with this topic.
Let's just say it's the truth. Greek Gnosticism entered into the history of the church early, and the Gnosticism basically said that sexual pleasure, sexual experience was evil, and then they combined it with, from 1 Corinthians... 7,
yeah,
where Paul
oh,
then
where
says,
Paul, yes,
yeah, I that. Want to make mm-hmm. it where everyone is like me,
yeah.
single.
Yeah, and I wish that all were as I am. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so then it started getting like brought into the leadership thinking.
Right.
So in early Christianity, for instance, both men and women, married or single, could be in ministry.
Right.
Like, you know, and then it shifted.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Carolyn Osteek did a class with us, like women ordination in the early church, and she chronicled how by the 3rd century, only virgin women could be in ministry.
Okay.
You know, and then by the 6th century, no women could be in ministry, but it was prompted by that belief that the female was more of the sexually fallen person. It's interesting.
Right.
Again, it was Greek Gnosticism.
Right. Affected by that. Yes, yes.
And then, but it also affected the men.
Right.
So by the 12th century, only celibate or virgin men could be in ministry.
Right.
So now what we've done is we've closed off leaders for ministry. But it was motivated out of some of these subjects
right.
of sexual
right.
identity, and that was
and
evil.
And then from Paul's saying, which later on in that same chapter, he says, however,
right.
each should have their own if they have those desires. And so...
Which he says...
He said was...
It's like, well, most of us.
Yeah, the majority.
yeah, so what happened, the church made the exception, the rule.
Right, right.
And then, and let's just
made
be...
Made it more difficult to,
yeah, let's
to
be transparent.
Actually be a minister then. Yeah,
yeah. Well, and be transparent about today.
Right.
And there's a much concern... About
well, it gives Satan an opening.
Yeah,
you know, to attack on that area then, because
pedophilia, and
yeah,
all sorts of things that have happened in the topic of sexual intimacy.
Right.
So it is an area where we right. have to be transparent about.
Yes. Yes.
And make sure that we are part of that.
Yep.
Excuse me. Okay, we'll move on.
Right. Next. Okay. Fifth, media is everywhere selling a sexually immoral view of sexual intimacy. Many Christians have been sucked into porn or have been injured by it.
Well, to complicate everything,
right.
now here comes the next complication,
right.
is that the world and the way the world operates in area of sexuality is fallen, broken, and millions of dollars is spent to suck
it's a big industry.
Everybody
yes.
into its brokenness.
Right.
And we're going to talk about that in this class, so we won't get much into it now.
Yep. All right, next, marriage is being delayed, which forces Christian singles to develop a sexual purity plan that will actually work.
Here's where we're seeing a lot of carnage in this area, where you just take
right.
in the time of Jesus and for most of the history of the world,
mm-hmm.
Marriage was at a younger experience
right.
and now it's being delayed, and
yep.
in many cases it's being delayed
yeah.
you know, near the age of 30 in some Western countries
yeah.
and even more. Now again, all over the world it's different, we get
yeah.
all that, but as we delay it, it creates another place where Satan can come in and
yes.
muck everything up.
Mm-hmm. All right, the next, few Christian leaders are giving leadership here. And the leadership from the social sciences has largely separated sex from marriage.
Yeah, it's a relevant topic. The porn industry believes that it's helping people to become more free in that topic. Social science, sex therapists are saying that you should experiment when you're young in this area. And many believe that porn is okay. Many believe it isn't okay. So I'm not going to say that they all believe that. But the point I'm saying is that the social sciences take is not for married sexual intimacy as an exclusive understanding of where best health is understood and practiced.
Right.
And I don't think that I'm surprising anybody in this.
Yeah, we all know that that's not.
And I don't want to vilify most sexual therapists have now rejected porn, but there was, 20 years ago. So there's a shift.
Yeah.
I grant all that. But still, the issue is not hot monogamy as the place where marriage or sexual intimacy and pleasure occurs.
Right.
It's very much experimental apart from that.
Yes. All right. Christian married couples can frustrate each other in this topic.
Even if the marriage lasts wonderfully all. This is a hot topic. Earlier we said how it can bring such pain that and we've seen divorce and all that. But it can just be a frustrating topic.
Yeah.
Because Ruth Bucis in this class will talk about how to get that conversation to be somewhat normal about sex.
Yeah, and that's true. It can be awkward and difficult to talk about it together if you're not. You need to develop a comfortability with it.
Yes. Right. I mean, for us, we had to do it.
Yeah.
Because you would, if you talk about this area, if I say something, then she thinks to herself, well, "Why do you say that?" Mm-hmm. And then she says this, and
it can go back and forth like that. Yeah.
Yes, it does. And this is such an intimate area,
right?
That to get to that transparency level. Take some effort and trust and work.
Right.
And if you've had some past injuries.
Right.
Then
which complicate things too.
Yes. So it's an area of frustration. So ministry is an area that can happen. If let's say your church has a marriage ministry, you do a marriage retreat, all of those areas, it can just start eliminating some of the frustration in healthy marriages.
Right. All right, and then Christians have a transformational lifestyle that brings safe, pleasure-filled spiritual and physical oneness to a world desperately seeking this. We have opportunities to share transforming testimonies and the role of our marriages to glorify God and reach others.
Some people say, the church is decreasing and going down, and I'm like, the opportunities for ministry are opening exponentially right now.
Right.
And as people get stuck into porn and stuck into the metaverse where everything becomes like virtual and you start connecting
getting more and more. We're actually getting more and more disconnected as people.
Right, right. We're
and
like getting,
in person. You've got all this impersonal connection through these
right.
Whether it's a computer or your whatever metaverse uses.
Exactly, it's going to be like little...
I don't think I
want
to know.
Put on glasses.
I know, I've seen some commercials, that?
Well, and where that's going to go in 20, 30 years, it seems like the trend will be to continue to separate a real man and a real woman from being together. So sexuality will be this independent thing, like you just having a morning snack or an evening meal. It will not have the biblical view, which we're going to talk about in this class.
Right.
This is an area where we have an opportunity to give an alternative. For those who want this alternative, we have practitioners of the old and ancient marriage way that we consider new and vital. And if you're interested in this, ministers share the knowledge of this old and amazing way, but it's not old, it's how we were made to be, and it's transformative on the world today, and the best place for pleasure, and the best place for having children.
Right.
So that's what we're going to do in this class. We're going to look at some areas here. We should probably give a few disclaimers.
Okay. Would you like me to read them?
Sure,
too?
Why don't you read them? Yeah, you're on a roll here.
Sexually explicit things will be talked about.
Okay, I guess we don't want to comment on that.
Yeah, we are not the answer team here. This course comes out of a passion and a study of ministry sciences as it relates to sexual intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Ministry in this area is complicated, but it will transform lives because it occupies such a large area of hurt and brokenness.
Okay. Again, we don't come off like we're now the new, like, I remember there was one time, Ask Dr. Ruth or something like that. Or Masters and Johnson have studied this.
We've
read all that stuff, but we've also had the opportunity to read extensively ministry sciences. How does the Word of God shape our experience of this?
Right.
And then how does social sciences? So we will include in this class, for instance, articles from Christian sex therapists who study this from the Christian
right.
point of view.
Right.
And we're not going to be afraid to bring whatever insights we can share to help you become more able to give ministry in your
right.
context. And I should say one thing, and your personal life. You know, anytime you take a class, I don't know if you do this, but I know when we study for others, but the first people we study for is ourselves.
Right. It gets us talking about all
our
different topics,
of sanctification and glorification of God in our own lives, but then that helps us share ministry with others.
Right. Always growing, always learning.
Yes. So, the course is going to study.
We have Ruth Fuses. She begins the study with a mini course she recorded on God's design for sex.
Now, you actually took
yeah,
that mini
attended,
course with
I attended her seminars. She had a couple of seminars at the convention this past fall and enjoyed her very much. Awesome perspective and, easy to talk with about it. Yep. All right, then there's Dr. Lord Carr. He does a study on the book of Song of Solomon.
So Dr. Lloyd Carr. Now, when he's doing the taping of this by one of our partners, Dr. Hildebrand's ministry, that we are allowed to use these tapings, e-learning.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I appreciate is he was really one of the first one to really write a commentary, and he did that in the 1980s, and as he does it, he's sort of an older man now, but to go through the Song of Songs, and this is sort of that academic piece of the class. This part, some of you will love this piece and connect more with it, and others will love more of the practical stuff, but if you're going to be a minister, you should know
right.
The Song of Songs.
Hear it all.
Because it is sexual intimacy literature,
mm-hmm.
a poem. It's called, or some people call it marriage erotic literature. I mean,
yeah.
You should know that, because a lot of times we ministers, we preach on everything, but how many Song of Songs messages have you heard from the pulpit?
A few.
Right, a few, yeah.
But I'm married to the
Dr.
Pettis.
Yeah,
so.
But it's not something that is often addressed.
Yeah.
So you should know this. We want you to know Dr. Carr stuff, even though it
yes.
might be a little bit of a trug to get through.
All right, and then we go back to Ruth, and she'll be introducing questions that the church needs to ask
okay,
on this
so
topic.
This will be very good. You mm-hmm. also watched her class on this one, too, right?
It was good. It was eye-opening just to be thinking about some of the different...
Which will be covered later in this class as well,
in
more detail.
Definitely, yes. Well done.
So
all right.
Pam and I... We'll dive into the deep waters and some of these subjects, talking about philosophy and theology issues, which we will talk. We'll address some of the practical issues like sex and singleness and masturbation.
All right. And we will study sexual sin as it is especially related to overcoming pornography addiction.
And that I've actually did a mini course on that. That mini course is going to be now included
in
this class.
Yeah.
So if you've taken that mini course, you're already a leg up on studying and then taking the quiz for that.
Right.
So, and that's how both those other mini courses are the same way. Now, if you're not taking the mini course, you don't have to take the mini course. Just take it part of this curriculum.
Right. All right, and we will feature many articles that come from Dr. Josh Spurlock's group, My Counselor Online, plus many more resources.
Yes, articles that we found helpful.
Yes.
You know, Pam, what is I'm excited about doing this class with you, and because, in a sense, our 38 years, we've gone through the journey. I mean, when I grew up in a nice little town of Delavan, Wisconsin. And at the age of 12, I had a paper route, and right above the paper route was a attic where there was pornography. And, you know, when I saw that, I mean, again, you're 12, 13 years old, and it's just like, you've never seen that before. And at first, you don't know what to make out of it. But what was happening in a pleasureful way, a 12-year-old was beginning to be injured.
Right.
It was a pleasurable injury, but it was an injury. Then I had neighbors who were an older couple who were very explicit. And I think they wanted to do some weird stuff with me. And by the grace of God, I never did. But even that interaction was a form of abuse.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Totally inappropriate. Yes.
Very inappropriate. And I look at our marriage, you know, occasionally I have struggled with porn. Fortunately, by the grace of God and transparency, and that it's not something that I've lost myself in, but many of you understand that.
Right.
And now today we're going to talk about that later, porn addiction, men and women, and today porn is everywhere. But it's a pleasurable injury that it's almost like in Jesus Christ, when you struggle with porn, it's like you have an injury, you start scratching off the scab, and you right away know pain and confession, you come back and you like then put accountability in your life, and you work hard, you stay busy, you don't want to be scratching open that injury.
Right.
And for yourself, I mean, you know, in your own journey, it's a discipleship route through the whole process of life.
Right.
So as you look at your life in the area of sexual intimacy, God has helped you grow too.
Right. Oh yeah. Yeah. Always learning and growing in godly ways. Want to, you know.
Right.
We make a mistake or we, whatever it is, in a fight about it or whatever.
And then you
talk it through. Like, what's going on here?
Well, I've noticed, too, where for you, I've really seen, like, an openness to explore and your own sexuality in the marriage cycle.
Right.
I mean, you've gone through a hysterectomy. I mean, all of those things
create, and then
there's menopause. And then
for a while,
If you don't...
Right.
And if discipleship, if Jesus Christ isn't the Lord of that area, too, it's easy to get stuck. You know, I'm done with that.
Right. Yeah, that's true. You could go that route, but...
Right, but because of the power of the Holy Spirit, because it's an area that God created good, and we're going to talk about all that stuff, we can journey together. And many of you have a journey that, you know, ours is nothing in comparison to your journey, and we get that. But we have this in common with you. We are interested in pursuing the Lordship and the Saviorship and the joy of Jesus Christ in even this area of life, and then helping others to find what He created.
Right.
So I would say
every journey is something.
Every journey is something.
We're each on our journey, and it's with each other as we walk before the Lord and want to honor God with our marriages. And this topic is important.
So here we go. We're excited to welcome you on this journey, and we're excited about ministry, that this could be an area of ministry for you in ways that maybe it's ministry to your children.
Yeah.
Maybe it's ministry to a neighbor. Maybe it's in your church, learning how to do a retreat.
Yeah, a sibling, family, you know, other...
Right, maybe it's ministry to a spouse. You know, maybe it's ministry to in life coach like maybe you're interested in life coach, and this could be an area of specialization for you.
Yes.
You say, hey, you know, I've looked at these subjects, and this would be an area. Maybe you're a chaplain, and you're just bringing the presence of God, and all of a sudden, this topic comes before you. At least you'll have more confidence to be able to talk about this. And
right, because people have been injured in this area and may want to talk about this as, you know, they're dealing with different...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, welcome aboard. We look forward to the journey together, glorifying Jesus Christ as we study ministry-related topics that relate to sexual intimacy.